America remembers 911.
I saw the first plane hit and I instantly thought that it had to be a terrorist attack.
What'd you think when you heard what happened?
It was depressing and it was scary and I didn't know what to do.
I just think that taking away people's rights can just move on and on. It's hard to draw the line of who is a danger to the country and who is not. But on the other hand, we are at war with this group, and it's awfully hard to put up with giving people rights who we feel are threatening to kill us.
Daddy didn't come home last night, and he won't be back next year. There's an empty place at our table now, and our eyes are wet with tears. People died.
More songs reflecting the mood of September 11th, 2001. It is 7:58 in the morning. And it was at this precise moment, on September 11th, 2001, that American Airlines Flight 11 departed Logan International Airport on its way to Los Angeles International Airport. The plane was carrying 81 passengers, two pilots, and nine flight attendants.
We saw the plane veer to the left and fly directly into the South Tower.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Looking back.
Second building just exploded.
Oh. Memory
of it's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
The dance we shared beneath the stars above.
The building was so weakened
for a moment,
it just collapsed.
All the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know it all would end, the way it all would go.
There was smoke everywhere, people jumping out the window.
Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
We do not yet know how many people have been killed or injured.
Holding you,
the number will be high.
I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall.
Everything that can be done is being done at this point.
Hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And I, I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. My life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the day.
Both trade towers, where thousands of people work, on this day, Tuesday, have now been attacked and destroyed. The landscape of New York City has just been changed. And one has to assume that thousands of lives have been extinguished.
You're listening to WCFR 1480 in Springfield, Vermont, and WCFR remembers September 11th. 5 years ago today, it did not matter if you were a Democrat, a Republican, a progressive, or any political affiliation. It didn't matter if you were black or you were white. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. What mattered is that you were an American. And on that day, September 11th, 2001, your country was under attack. Today, WCFR pauses from our regular programming to reflect upon the horror of that day and what has transpired since. Today is 9-1-1.
It was a day that will live in infamy, a day filled with unspeakable horror. September 11th, 2001 was like any other day. On the east coast of the United States, it was 8 a.m. on a remarkably beautiful morning. Men and women headed to work, Mothers washed breakfast dishes while their children played innocently on school playgrounds. None of them had any inkling of the catastrophe that was about to change their lives forever. 12 hours later, they were gathered in churches, holding hands with strangers and asking how and why this had happened to their country, to their America.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. 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 And the greatest is love.
greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
8:08 in the morning with Alan Jackson. Where were you on that September morning? Well, just a few days after that September morning, I was, as I usually was at that time of day, writing for a weekly newspaper, the Vermont Standard in Woodstock, Vermont, when I received what I considered to be, received this, I believe, 3 days after the attack on September on New York City. I received this incredible letter from Brad Plum.
This article says, "It has been a week of telephone calls and emails as we all attempted to cling to friends and family for support. Perhaps the most poignant of the ones I received was from Brad Plum of Springfield, Vermont." Brad writes, "Let this time of deep pain, disparity, and helplessness be our beacon of light. A new beginning, a time when all Americans stand in solidarity, in a union of strength and pride for the greatest nation in the world. A time that we look upon our brothers and sisters of all races and no longer feel the need to segregate ourselves on the basis of skin color. We have seen the uprising of support and compassion among ourselves. Let us not do unto others any longer. Let us continue to stand as equals long after the pain has subsided, long after the material objects are replaced, long after we forget the feeling of being united as a country. We are the United States. We are Americans. We have stood up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. It's time to reflect upon the idea of fighting for ourselves as a nation, to be as one, now and forever. God bless America."
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
America remembers 911.
I don't think democracy is threatened. I think democracy is reviewing and redefining.
I was in my bedroom watching the morning news, getting ready to go to work.
and the morning news cut into the footage, and I grabbed my kids and we watched, pretty horrified, as we watched after the first plane hit, then watching the second plane and the collapse.
Really, you don't really know what's going to happen today or tomorrow after that happened, so you have to be aware.
Live every day like it's your last.
Yes, I do.
How did you feel when you saw what was happening?
Just so in the pit of my being, so sore and so sad. It was just so horrible to see man's inhumanity to man, that we're not a brotherhood as we would like to be, and that we could do these things to one another. It was so horrible.
It's coming up on 8:14 in the morning, and another email comes in. I think 9/11 is one of the reasons the little things in my life tend to bring me joy. Amen to that. As we approach 8:14 in the morning, it was exactly 5 years ago in this very moment that United Airlines Flight 175 was departing from Logan International Airport. 14 minutes late, the plane carried 56 passengers, two pilots and seven flight attendants.
Terrorist attacks have toppled New York City's World Trade Center towers, set the Pentagon on fire, and shaken national security to the very core.
I can't believe it. And it's so sad.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe that it'll happen. And this is the worst.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. Didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you.
Oh my God, there it goes!
One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
We will not tolerate such acts.
But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you.
There's a lot of people that didn't get out. There's a lot of people coming down the stairs burnt up. It's bad.
One more day.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
First thing I do is pray for time to.
We just don't think that terrorism is going to hit in our backyard.
I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you.
The second building has just come down.
One more day, one more time. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Oh my God.
One more day.
Smoke is continuing to billow.
One more time.
It's getting black and blacker.
One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
Debris is falling off the building as I speak.
And again, I know what it would do.
I'd hate to see panic.
Leave me wishing still one more day.
Because then whoever did this will win, and we can't let them win.
Leave me wishing still one more day.
We thought it was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Keep me wishing still one more day.
We saw a shadow, it looked like a plane. Next thing we know, it was boom, and the floor started shaking.
With you.
This is an attack on our generation. It is. It's an attack on our culture, our values, what we do.
I asked the American people to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
And I'm glad I am an American. You know, we just need to come together, and I think we will.
I'm a veteran of World War II, and I recall Pearl Harbor vividly, and there was a tremendous response from that generation of people, and it's very refreshing to be here and see the reaction of the current generation of people. They are responding beautifully.
I think it's great that the United States came together.
and we're a strong country.
It's unbelievable.
I have so much sorrow for our fellow Americans.
I just know that I believe in helping people, and that's what I will do, and that's what I will say.
It's not like it was back in World War II days. Today it's much more challenging because of the terrorist approach to business.
It was just comforting to reassure your faith in mankind, how everyone came together and is helping everyone in the face of tragedy, that we're all united.
I've never felt stronger about my country than I do now.
It's overwhelming, the response, and just coming together. And I think, unfortunately, something so drastic to bringing everybody together may have needed to be.
Stay together. Don't let them shake us apart. Believe in God.
It's 8:19, coming up on 8:19 on September 11, 2006, and WCFR is spending the morning remembering 9/11/2001. It was at this moment on September 11, 2001 that a flight attendant on Flight 11 alerted American Airlines that they had been hijacked. 1 minute later, American Airlines Flight 77 departed from Washington Dulles International Airport with a plane carrying 58 passengers, two pilots, and four flight attendants. I know that Heather has to leave in a few moments because she has a full day up at Windsor County South Credit Union. I know this has been difficult.
Yeah, it's
been necessary.
Been very difficult, but you know, that's what we do here. We want to include everyone and have everyone share, you know, what went on this day, never ever forget what went on this day. And we can all learn something from this. You know, there were several people who spoke today, and I just would like to reiterate, you know, today, now, tell those people close to you how much you love them. Tell them how much they mean to you. Treat every day as if it were your last day. And as you look at the flag today, really, really look at that flag and think of what it means. God bless everybody. I love you.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Imagine there's no heaven.
I looked up, I saw the building start, the tower start to buckle.
It's easy if you try.
Oh my God, there it goes! I just turned and ran.
No hell below.
The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear.
Above us, only sky.
Unbelievable seeing this second jet.
Imagine all.
Crashing into the second tower.
Sharing for today.
What is going on?
Imagine there's no country.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning.
It isn't hard to do.
By a faceless coward.
Nothing to kill or die for.
And freedom will be defended. Make no mistake.
No religion.
The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Living life in peace.
We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
They shook the ground to the Capitol. We're running.
But I'm not the only one.
When you fly into New York, you see the Twin Towers.
Hope someday you'll join us.
And that they're just gone from, you know, from the earth.
And the world will be as one.
This mass terrorism, it is perpetrated by fanatics.
Imagine no possessions.
Who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life.
Wonder if you can.
And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together.
No need for greed or hunger.
To fight it together.
National Guard units are out. Washington is shut down.
Brotherhood of man.
Airports in the U.S. and Canada are closed.
Imagine all the people.
And the death toll still uncountable.
Sharing all the world.
Is also unimaginable.
There was no warning.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a prayer.
But I'm not the only one.
For the victims and their families.
I hope someday you'll join us.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested.
And the world will be as one.
But
make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
It's 8:22, coming up on 8:23 in the morning as WCFR remembers 9/11. Usually about this time of day, I'm talking about the fact that Uncle Mark, Mark Trujan, will be joining us from the Vermont Department of Labor. Mark is with us via the telephone right now, but we're not going to be talking about jobs this morning. We're going to be talking about his memories and his thoughts on that horrible day 5 years ago. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you this morning?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Not too bad for a Monday, 5 years afterwards.
Take us back 5 years. What were your thoughts on that horrible day?
5 years ago, it was much the same type of day as it is today. Brilliantly clear, beautiful fall day in Vermont, as in all New England. And we were sitting at our desks at our office at 25 Main Street in Springfield. Around 9 o'clock, I got a call from a friend of mine in Massachusetts. He said, turn on a radio, turn on a television, you've got to see this. We're under attack. And he hung up the phone. We had not a clue what he was talking about. So we turned on a radio that we had, and they were just announcing the fact that an airliner had crashed into the World Trade Center. At that time, they were not sure if it was an accidental impact or collision.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were listening to the initial reports, then the second one crashed into the Trade Center, and we knew beyond a shadow of doubt that this was no accident. This was a deliberate attack on the United States. And it was one of those life-defining moments, much as every one of our generation can remember where they were when Kennedy was assassinated
in
1963. We all can remember where we were. It's sort of like a dividing line between both some good prosperous times and what has transpired since.
When you heard or saw that second attack, the second tower being hit, what thoughts went through your mind? I mean, did you want to run home to your loved ones? Did you want to call?
That's the first thing that almost everyone did. They called. They wanted to reach out and touch those people that were closest to them, to reassure themselves that, yes, that they were still there, that they were still safe, that something was not raining down upon their heads. After the first two collisions, there was also the proliferation of rumors that something had crashed into the Grand Coulee Dam, something had taken out the Hoover Dam, the Golden Gate Bridge. It was rumors built upon speculation, built upon a number of different things. But that was the first thing we wanted to do, was to touch base with the people we were closest to and the ones we loved, and to reassure them that we were okay and to reassure ourselves that they were okay. Brought a lot of people much closer together.
Well, as I wrote in the newspaper that I was working for 5 years ago today, it didn't matter on that day what color you were, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, rich or poor, it really didn't matter. You were an American. And it was amazing how we all pulled together so quickly and so incredibly. And people were hugging total strangers on the street, holding hands at vigils, candlelight vigils that night. It was an amazing day.
It was much as I understand it was after December the 7th, 1941, when the specter of what might be happening or what might happen after that one defining event started to sink into everybody's psyche. And we, I think, as a nation, have experienced that since 2001. Our lives are not the same. Hopefully someday we will be able to get back to those times we experienced prior to September the 11th, 2001. But for the time being, I think we are still operating under all the emotions that were generated in those first few hours after the morning of September the 11th.
Mark, an absolute pleasure talking with you. We will chat with you under happier circumstances tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Ray, thank you very much for your sensitivity this morning. Good,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's Mark Trujan, and we do have our moments of levity every Monday morning at 8:30, but when it comes down to it, there's no but finer man that I know in my life. I love Mark Trujan. There's no question about it. You look back at the events that happened on this date 5 years ago, and it seems sometimes like it happened yesterday, and it seems sometimes like it happened 20 years ago. But 20 minutes from now, a jet airliner crashed into the World Trade Tower. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable at the time. We've all seen footage of it over the past few days as we recall that horrible day. We've listened to radio broadcasts such as this one. You've read stories about it. And somehow, sometimes people just tend to forget it. They think that maybe it's, well, that was then, this is now. Well, for those of you who feel that way, this song's for you.
I hear people say, we don't need this war. But I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? They took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country is just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? Had neighbors still inside going through a living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war. You can bet that they remember just what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? All the loved ones that we lost and those left to carry on. Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
In case you've forgotten, Darrell Worley, have you forgotten? It is 8:32 in the morning. On September 11, 2006, we are approaching that moment when all hell broke loose, and not just America, but the world, because it's important to remember that it wasn't just Americans who died that day. They were citizens from 115 nations around the world who lost their citizens. It wasn't just us. Absolutely, we took the brunt of the attack because of the location of the building. But it was a day of hell for the entire world, and if you've forgotten any of it...
All news, all the time. Terrorism at the World Trade Center.
This is beyond belief.
Breaking news.
Two planes have smashed into the towers minutes apart.
We were stunned. We were shocked.
Z100 852.
Something weird is going on. Yeah. The World Trade Center is on fire.
Oh, my Seriously, goodness. Seriously, the top of the building. We're trying to get information, Elvis. I don't...
It looks like floors are just gone.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside and I saw a hit. Police vehicles and emergency service vehicles and fire trucks keep speeding past me.
I managed to hop into an emergency services vehicle and got across the Brooklyn Bridge.
I made it all the way to Warren and West Broadway, where a number of cars are on fire in the middle of the street.
Right away, I thought terrorism, but... You know, I'm a talk show host. I'm cynical.
Clearly, we're in the middle of the worst ever act of terrorism directed at the United States on domestic soil, and it may not be over.
You're trying to describe the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history, and you're watching it.
Something's wrong here. This can't be true.
Oh, my God, Ed, another plane just hit the World Trade Center. Another plane. It was a medium-sized plane. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. This is a deliberate act, Ed. This plane flew directly into the second World Trade Center.
We saw some speck coming out, and the first thing that I did in the newsroom is yell out, how could FAA allow a plane to be that close? And all of a sudden, that plane went into the South Tower.
Breaking news on WCBS 880.
We're covering more terror at the World Trade Center 8 years later.
It's exploding right now, Tommy. We're seeing another
apparently
plane.
Apparently, that was another plane.
When that second plane flew into the building and you saw it come across the screen, you just went, oh, my God. How can this be happening?
Oh, my God! The next building! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel the heat! The explosion is incredible! Oh, my God!
Another plane, as we were watching.
I can't believe this! The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion! Oh, my God! I don't believe it!
Breaking news now.
Interrupting John for just a moment, we now have reports of a fire at the Pentagon.
But now we have unconfirmed reports there has been an explosion. There is a fire at the Pentagon here in Washington.
All right, we've got Neil Augenstein, who we've been trying to bring up this morning. Neil, are you... can you tell us what you see at the Pentagon now?
Mike, can you hear me? Mike?
Yes, I can. Neil Augenstein, you're live on the air. Tell us what you see at the Pentagon.
Okay, I'm standing right on, 395, right by the Boundary Channel Drive exit, looking across to the Pentagon, seeing heavy, heavy smoke.
I'm on the highway on my cell phone. I just watched a plane crash near the Pentagon. I was on with the press secretary of Congressman John Sununu, and while I was on the phone with her, I saw the plane crash right before my eyes. Smoke is billowing all around this area.
And then the realization that the building was absolutely crumbling into itself. And I just, like the rest of the world, sat there in complete, utter disbelief.
The most horrible sight of my life was watching that first building crumble to the ground.
Oh, my God, the building fell! Are you there? The building just fell!
Which building?
Oh, my God, the south building just crumbled from the top! Oh, my God, the building just fell! The entire World Trade Center on the south building just fell. I just saw the whole thing. Oh, my God!
Nobody knew whether these buildings were falling like this or falling in on top of themselves, so that the terror was to try to calculate how far does a 110-story building fall and how fast can I run?
I saw the tower go down, and I'm standing there feeling helpless, wanting to cry, and also wanting to be strong and do something.
It was so chilling that our anchor at the time, Lee Harris, as objective as he tried to be, as journalistic as he tried to be, the anguish in his voice was unmistakable.
A large plane crashes in western Pennsylvania. If this is indeed connected to what has happened here this morning, it is quite clear that the United States is under attack.
Our reporters arrived right before the second tower was hit, and we were scared to death that we were going to lose one of them. And then when that second tower came down, and we lost all communication with our reporters. as a general manager of the radio station, I had this excruciating pain in my stomach that I had sent some of my own people to their death.
As I look out, something is, I can't, it looks as though the building is going, is that the building going down? Is that the second building of the World Trade Center going down?
Yes, that is the second, that is the second tower. That is the second tower.
It just went down. It's a huge plume of smoke that came out of the middle of the building, and then the building just disappeared in the smoke. It is an incredible sight. People around me are taking a look. I cannot even describe it. It is one of those rare moments where you just can't describe it. It looked as though it was a puff of cloud, almost like a firework explosion of cloud. No noise with it. And then all of a sudden, I just blinked my eyes. I looked back and I might have heard the people in the background going, oh my God, and the second building appears to have gone down.
I think everybody from now on that lived through that will put that mark, that time, and that date, 9/11, on their mental calendar, and they'll never forget that day, that, because things changed from then on. It's just not the same.
All debate in America now has shifted and changed, and it'll never be the same because it will all be weighed against the events of September the 11th.
I've never seen the city. I'm homegrown. I'm a Brooklyn boy. And I have never seen the city so unified. To this day, months after 9/11, when you see fire trucks screeching down the streets, American flags flying in full furl on the trucks, and people applauding as the trucks go by. It's just amazing.
And we also had calls from people who were inside the buildings and didn't make it out.
The past few minutes could only scratch the surface of a day no American will ever forget. God bless America.
No, none of us will ever forget that day. It's 8:39, 5 years later. And as we've been doing all morning long, we are asking folks, if you want to call in and share your thoughts anonymously, that's fine. If you want to give your name, that's fine. Or if you want to email in, it's raylemire@aol.com. That's R-A-Y-L-E-M-I-R-E, all one word, at aol.com. Or easier, go to our website, WCFR1480.com, and just hit the feedback link on the left side of the homepage. Type in your thoughts, and again, I'll read them anonymously should you choose. This morning, before we went on the air, Debbie Curry stopped in, and she dropped off this letter. We were concerned that both Heather and I would be able to read it because it's a beautiful letter emotionally, so we did have Heather record it. And here's Debbie's letter one more time.
This weekend, my family and I were watching shows about what happened, or what they think happened, on September 11th, 2001. As I was watching about the movie Flight 93, the moment in the movie that touched me the most was when they started to call their loved ones. One young girl on the plane stands out the most to me, when she called her mother to tell her that the plane she was on was being hijacked. They said to each other that they loved each other. The girl's mother said to her daughter, "You'll be all right, and I will give you a big hug, and I'm putting my arms around you right now and holding." The daughter said back, "I'm putting my arms around you too and holding you. I miss you and love you, but Mom, it's going to be harder on you than me." Mother said, "What?" The girl said again, "Mother, it's going to be harder on you than me because..." And her mother stopped her from finishing. What that girl said to her mother is so true. We're all taking it hard because we're still living the fear of what happened over and over again. Let's keep the good memories of our families, our friends, and the soldiers. When times are tough, we all help and comfort each other. All the soldiers that lost their lives and the ones that are still fighting for us, and for the people on that flight, Flight 93, they are our heroes. God bless everybody.
I just called to say goodbye. Looks like this is my last flight. I wish I wasn't here and back home by your side. You're all I ever wanted. You know you're my best friend. Don't let your dreams be haunted. You know we'll meet again. When you look at heaven's smile and think of me, smiling back from any star you see. Always knew that we'd get there, but who'd believe I'd be going on flight 93. I've been talking with the others. I think we have a plan. Together, just like brothers, we'll make one last stand. But we don't have a pilot, so even if we get control, it's probably too late for our bodies. Maybe we can save our souls. Look at heaven's smile and think of me. I'll be smiling back from any star you see. Always knew that we'd get there, but who'd believe I'd be going on flight 93. You know I've always loved you. You know I always will. Even though we're parted, I will love you still. And if you find another, go on with your life. I'll still be your lover, even from the other side. I just called to say goodbye.
It's 8:45 on September 11th, 2006, and we're remembering the events of 5 years ago today. It is 8:45 in the morning, and at this time, exactly 5 years ago today, United Airlines Flight 175 was taken over by five hijackers. Both pilots were killed, and the plane headed southward to New York City. At 8:46 on September 11th, 2001, American Airlines Flight 11 crashed at a speed of roughly 470 miles per hour into the north side of the North Tower of the World Trade Center, between floors 93 and 99. That moment was exactly 5 years ago, right now.
Hand in hand with all the nations, we're brothers and sisters again. this, our hearts will not be broken. We honor all the fallen, the innocent today. Peace and justice, freedom, lift our eyes before us. Strength and spirit sing in chorus. Freedom will again see light of day. From the sea to shining sea, eagles fly. America standing with all of the world. Love your children, raise the flag, watch, listen, hand in hand. With all the nations, we're brothers and sisters again.
Rise up.
Coming up on 8:50 on a Monday morning. Usually at this time I would be saying goodbye, and I'd be saying see you tomorrow, but today I'm with you till 10:30 or so.